This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
I feel like a bad quarterback throwing interceptions is much more likely than having someone fumble the ball. And then you have to recover it, too.
I've always felt like turnovers are just kind of organic.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
I don't think interceptions are. I think interceptions come from good defense and bad quarterback play. You know, force tight windows and the quarterback's not very good and you disguise your coverages pretty well. Like, you can force turnovers that way.
Airing every day from
noon to 3.
See, I think with fumbles, those are a little bit more what I would consider lucky, because then you have to fall on it and recover it, too.
And it depends on how the ball bounces.
It's not round, as
a
wise man
once
said.
It's not round. You don't know which way it's going to bounce.
Yeah.
It could bounce to the left, to the right. I mean, it's a, you know, it's a lemon-shaped object.
Sometimes it can just bounce right back up to you. It's a what?
It's a lemon-shaped object.
On 1340 WKGN.
Aren't lemons just like round?
Some,
with like a little tip on them sometimes,
well,
maybe?
I feel like when you see a lemon, a depiction of a lemon,
uh-huh,
like in a photo, like in a, you know, a graphic or something, it's shaped like a football. But when you actually buy a lemon in the store, it is just kind of round. But not all lemons. Some lemons are more, you know, they got more of a side to them. Some lemons have hips. Others are just circular.
What? Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute. What? Wait a minute.
All right, kicking off hour 3 in the Fan Run Studios. Draven, headline me. What do you got?
Gonna start with some news about T-Pain. Man, gotta love some T-Pain, huh? What's your favorite T-Pain song, Hayden? Girl, you look so good. You like that song? No?
Is there a...
You don't know T-Pain.
I don't really know it. Is a bartender one?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
How you drink?
That's all I know.
Good song too. Either way, T-Pain. He's in the news. He's in the headlines. Apparently, he's been ignoring celebrities on Instagram for years. Did you guys see this? Did you guys
really
see his DMs? Yeah, he had just hundreds. I mean, hundreds of DMs that apparently T-Pain never saw. I mean, Fergie was DMing him. Diplo. There's a bunch of different celebrities,
so
famous people.
So they tried to collab or just...
I guess maybe just checking up on old T-Pain, you know, just checking up on their old friend. I don't know. But, T-Pain just completely, I guess, never saw him, ignored him. And, it was over the last 2 years that he was getting DM'd and didn't message. He tweeted out a funny thing. He was like, what do I need to do to apologize to everybody? Should I have a press conference apologizing? Because it was kind of crazy. He went through it. I guess it was on TikTok. He made like a little clip about it or whatever. And it was just like hundreds and hundreds of DMs that he just kind of mistakenly missed out on, I guess, or just did not see.
He should have just went back in and replied to them all like he didn't miss anything. Absolutely. Yeah. When you try to meet up Tuesday still, like, just go with it. Just act like you weren't doing anything there.
He actually did start replying to people, some of them as well. And people were kind of making fun of it just because it was like, 2 years later, he's responding to a question or, you know, like you said, like some sort of collab or something like that. Pretty funny, though, for T-Pain missing out on these DMs. I feel like you should see these, right? I don't know. I mean, maybe. Instagram's different. I guess if you're not following each other, right, it just kind of goes into the requested message, something like that. Isn't that how Instagram works?
Those are tough. I get caught up with that all the time where I forget that, like, those are a thing, and I'm like, oh, let me check that every once in a while.
Right.
But...
Some more NFL news. The Chargers, they picked up the fifth-year option on Derwin James. I guess injury concerns, not too much there. So they're going to – dude's a stud, but like I said, I mean, what, past 2 years, the guy's just completely stayed hurt.
Yeah.
So a little bit of a surprise there, I'd say, for some. Maybe we wanted to kind of play that out, but either way. And got to get to Ja'Marr Chase. Man, the guy just oozing with confidence despite sitting out this whole past year. He doesn't feel like his game's – going to take any type of step back, anything like that, because he said that when he arrives in Cincinnati that he's going to break every record they got at the Bengals. Every record.
Okay.
I guess, I mean, even passing records, rushing records, I'm not sure. I'm assuming he's going for the receiving records. Of course, you know, Chad Johnson's had a pretty good little run. Chad Ochocinco as one of the top receivers in the NFL for the Cincinnati Bengals.
AJ Green put up some decent
numbers. AJ Green as well. I'll have to look up the stats here for career receiving yards, all that. But what do we make? Ja'Marr Chase, You expect him to be just coming in, being a record breaker? Is he that kind of talent, Cam?
I mean, yeah, I think he's really good, and you really hope that that chemistry between him and Burrow is still there. That would really help accelerate the process a little bit. But, I mean, he is going to be pretty much their number one guy. Like, I know T. Higgins is there, but he's a different kind of style player. Like, T. Higgins, I think, will be more of, like, the red zone threat thing like that. Ja'Marr Chase is going to be, like, the every down kind of receiver you can always throw to, no matter the situation. And Boyd, you know, is a real good slot guy, but he's not really a number one receiver. Yeah, no, I mean, if Burrow is, you know, in today's passing league, you know, they're passing more anyways.
Oh, yeah.
If Burrow can stay healthy.
Hell, Burrow was dropping back 40, 50 times
game
last year.
If he can stay healthy, I mean, the targets are going to be there. Yeah, got to put them to good use. So
Chad Johnson, he is the career receiving leader for Cincinnati. He had about 10,000 yards, close to 11,000. A.J. Green had 9,430 right behind him. So that's going to be his competition. It's crazy. You know, Chris Collinsworth, who played there for a long time, was pretty good receiver too. He only had 6,000 yards. That's just how much the NFL has changed when it comes to passing yards and all that. But, so pretty big shoes to fill for Ja'Marr Chase. How surprised were you with them not taking Sewell at five right there for the Bengals?
It didn't completely surprise me. A lot of NFL teams not called the Packers like to take the input of their quarterbacks a little bit, and I'm sure Burrow was in their ear a ton about bringing Chase in. And at the same time, it's also like a pretty deep tackle class. Like, they're gonna obviously go offensive lineman their next probably couple picks and try to keep filling out that roster. So I don't think it's like, you know, that detrimental. And apparently a lot of people in the NFL circles didn't have Sewell as high as as he was, like, the media and everything were projecting him as, like, a can't-miss guy and stuff like that. Apparently, a lot of NFL teams don't necessarily feel the same way. Some even had, like, Slater ranked higher. Lions, obviously, had him ranked pretty high the way they were celebrating. But, so maybe the Bengals weren't as high on him as, you know, other teams. And, I mean, Chase is probably ranked higher on most people's boards. So, taking best player available sometimes.
And also, like, if you just look at it, I think they did sign one free agent offensive lineman this offseason, didn't they? I think they signed one.
Yeah, they did, and
I can't remember
his name either. But
who was the other guy they drafted that was last year was his first year?
Jonah Williams. I think.
Yep.
So they have him already. Yep. And then if you just look at the wide receivers, in my opinion, the best overall guy was Ja'Marr Chase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
That had no question marks about him. The only question mark he had about him was he didn't play last year.
Yeah.
And you can't fault him for that, like just not wanting to play. And honestly, I don't blame him because LSU was terrible.
Yeah, he wasn't going to put up better numbers or anything.
Yeah, they were terrible. And if you look at Waddle, he's just coming straight off a what did he hurt last year? ACL?
Broke his leg, didn't he?
I don't know what it was.
I think he broke his leg, right?
Leg injury, whatever it was. And then you look at Smith, who everybody's talking about, is too small to play, which there's probably some truth to that. He's very small.
Yep.
Then you just look at, okay, it's top three guys. Two of them have problems. One of them doesn't. Let's go get him.
Joe Burrow
thing, too.
Treat your quarterback. Get him some nice toys to play with out there, and, you know, maybe you can have some success, with the Heisman-winning duo over there. So I don't think it's a terrible pick, but I know the fans did want an offensive lineman. I think there's plenty of guys they can be happy with, though, in the next couple of rounds, and they'll still be fine and still be able to build the team. So, not a terrible pick. Would be interested to see if he sticks around, you know, long enough to break those records, though. That's going to be the thing.
Absolutely. Cam, I got some bad news for you, my friend.
Oh, no.
Atlanta Hawks, man, the injuries continue to pile up. You see Kevin Herter.
Yeah.
Looks like he's going to be out for a little bit of time, too, with that shoulder injury. It says he will definitely be sidelined tonight as they will be playing the 76ers in their second straight game. And it's also unknown as he could be out indefinitely for, sounds like a little bit of period of time,
like,
man.
A shoulder
strain.
And he was the only guy who hadn't gotten injured basically this entire year. I mean, of course, now at this point. And we are running thin in a very important stretch of the year. And it's not great at the moment, but hopefully we get some players back in the next few games. We could definitely use them. Trying to stay afloat in that out of the play-in game there for the NBA, sitting at the 5 spot. Now, still a game up on the Celtics and Heat, but a game back of the Knicks now, and they have the tiebreaker, so that's essentially 2 games. But got a little bit of wiggle room, but, yeah, we got to win some games, and the injuries do not help.
Yep, especially as you get closer to playoffs, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want to be kind of full strength at this point, so that's a little tough right now for the Hawks. Trevor Lawrence hasn't even been a member of the Jags for 24 hours. He's already got a deal with a Jacksonville-based company. He's going to be partnering with Fanatics as one of their as a kind of multi-year memorabilia and collectibles partnership there with that team. Man, did you see just the amount of fans that were there waiting on Trevor Lawrence arriving to Jacksonville?
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. I don't think
he's going to save the franchise.
Man, and you have Urban Meyer coming out with a quote. Like Adam Sheen from CBS Sports, he came out and said, this is going to be the best combo that leads Jacksonville out of the wilderness. It's a Super Bowl combo. Mm-hmm. And Urban Meyer also said that he sees, speaking of running backs, we kind of talked about that earlier, he sees that Robinson, Carlos Hyde, and is a 1-2 punch in ETN as a third down back.
Yeah.
He said, we want to be top eight in the league with James Robinson, Hyde, and ETN. We think we are. Is this getting a little overhyped, Cam?
Because like he had the phrase the other day, too, where he was like, yeah, we can't mess this up. This is the biggest draft for Jacksonville, which it is. I mean, it's a huge draft for Jacksonville. Probably their biggest ever, you know, in their history. But like, yeah, like you're putting more pressure. You're putting it's just I he's gonna crash and burn, man. And I kind of can't wait to see it. I don't think Urban's is cut out for this. We're gonna see. I mean, we haven't seen him coach a game yet. Maybe he can just coach the mess out of some X's and O's out there in the NFL. But I don't know if he's gonna be a great team builder / relate to the players well enough. I don't know. This isn't college, man. I think he's gonna get a wake up call about that pretty soon, but. Yeah, who knows?
It's going to be interesting to see, for sure. All right, Hayden. It's about that time.
You getting there?
Are you ready?
We're doing it at 12:30, Dre.
Oh, man. Then what are you going to say? You're going to push it back to 3 and then 3:30? Actually, I'm done with headlines.
Did you read the one we were supposed to end off on?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Almost forgot. Yeah. Almost
Good
forgot.
Job, buddy. Mr. Headline, man.
Teamwork.
USC defensive line transfer to Tennessee.
Oh,
we got another one.
Bang, bang, bang.
Caleb Tremblay, I'm assuming. Tremblay?
Yeah, we'll talk about it next
week. Yeah, yeah. We'll come back after the break, and we'll talk some more about that in Tennessee football and Heupel getting it done a little bit. Okay. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, yeah, Tennessee football got another commit.
Hey, hey.
Look at Josh Heupel working.
Wow.
Josh Heupel out here. What is that? Is that back-to-back days or like 2 and 3 days?
Two and a week, I'd say, at least. We'll take it.
Who's That's the better. Guy? I forgot.
The quarterback.
Joe Milton. Yeah.
We got the recruit, too. So.
Was it Taven Jackson?
Yeah. Oh, so three people this week. We're rocking and rolling.
Look at that.
Josh Heupel's loading
Checkmate, boys.
Yes, sir. How about that?
Josh Heupel rocking and rolling. But, yeah, we got a D-line transfer from USC, Caleb Tremblay. Tremblay, whoever you say his name. We'll find out soon enough whenever he gets here. But we're adding some experience onto the defensive line, which we definitely need more depth there, especially in a big way. And this defensive lineman will join them. He's 6'5", 270. Mm-hmm. He committed to USC back in 2018 out of a community college. He was a four-star there. So look at Heupel. Getting 4 stars in here, basically.
He's an old dude then, I guess. He went to community college anyway to USC.
So, you know, those extra years of eligibility. But, yeah, lots of experience, which, you know, is nice for sure. But it's good, too. You know, obviously, we also had a defensive lineman hit the transfer portal. So kind of replacing Isaac Washington hit the transfer portal, he's suspended.
Yeah, that's also big news. Yeah, one of the guys who got suspended.
Yep, so he's suspended right now, but he hit the transfer portal, and we replaced him with another defensive lineman, it looks like, as we're getting this guy in.
18 games, 3 starts at USC, 21 tackles, 3.5 tackles for loss, 2 sacks. Yeah.
Okay.
He's trash. Either way.
Hey, we need the depth. We can use anybody.
And this, I feel like this has been – coming for a long time because if you heard Hopple's comments after the game, said that they needed defensive line depth and that they were going to be going in the transfer portal after one, just like kind of like quarterback too. And it showed up that he's actually going to follow through on what he says. So, and also, I feel like we kind of get a little pipeline going to USC right now.
Yeah, really.
We got Valus Jones, the kicker, and then this guy.
Yeah,
off the transfer portal, so maybe just all friends or something. I don't know.
Take the
kicker did look pretty good in the orange and white game. I guess he made that one field goal.
That one field goal. I get you excited.
It was right down the middle. I mean,
how far was it? Was it like a 30-yarder?
I don't care. I just want it to go in, Draven.
I'm not going to get overly excited about it.
Very good last year.
Man, like brutal.
Well, this is like Heupel's rocking a little bit. Like, I think we kind of even mentioned it the other day, but that Texas linebacker that's in the transfer portal.
That's another guy I was thinking
we're kind of leading the way there, it seems like, too. So that could be another guy Heupel gets in here, building out the defense a little bit. With this recent success of getting a few recruits in here, y'all feeling a little bit better about Heupel right now?
No. This guy's not a game changer. This guy's probably your second or third rotation you put in an SEC game.
Yes.
Okay.
Probably.
Yep.
I mean, we're going to have to have guys running in there, man.
But the dude from Texas would be a huge get. He's probably day one starter.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, day one absolute starter. And that is all, like, obviously because we have no linebackers. Our two starting linebackers from last year are one of them is going to Michigan State. The other one's rumored to be going to Ohio State.
Yeah.
Toto. So, I mean.
Yeah, we haven't even really mentioned that either.
We have no one else. Like, I guess the starting linebackers right now are what? Jeremy Banks, if he comes back.
Yeah.
What's the word on him?
I don't know what the word on him is. He wasn't.
I haven't seen any updates recently, but
I didn't think so.
And I guess is Morvan Joseph the other one? I think he might be. I don't know who the other starter is, but
yeah, we could definitely use the Texas guy for sure. That's a big need, like you said. It's good that he's at least able to get people in here right now. If it was a bad sign if you couldn't get a guy like this. I mean. Like you said, the defensive lineman's nothing, extremely special. He's not going to change our program. He's not going to be, like the next Derek Barnett on our defensive line or anything. But it's a piece that you needed, and you got it. He went out there and got somebody. And it's from a Power 5 school, decent program. Like, you got to take stuff like that. And, I am feeling a little better, at least the fact that he can get people in here. Because I was worried for a minute that he wasn't going to be able to get anybody in here at all. Especially, with how many people we lost to the transfer portal. Like, you had to kind of try and fill this roster back up. Like,
it's honestly the more the merrier.
Yeah.
If you think about it, like, we were down to, 65 players. I know it was reported, that it was, 69. Nice. But we lost those guys with suspension. So, we really only have, 65 active scholarship players right now.
Yep.
And normally it's 85. So, you're losing all those guys. Might as well.
Yeah, you'll take just about almost any warm body that can play a little bit of football.
Especially
from a
Power 5 school. I mean, I can understand just being nah, we're good. If this guy's coming from, Troy, somebody like that that's back up on Troy, we wouldn't play him. But any Power 5 transfer, I think we pretty much welcome.
Yeah, you should take for sure. But, yeah, we'll have to see if he can translate anything to success on the field. I am just glad, he's getting people in here and he's trying to fill out these holes on the team. Got to do something to try and add some talent, try to add anything to help him in this system. Because, everybody doesn't feel great about, this upcoming year, things like that. Got to try to set yourself up a little bit better.
Jawan Mitchell, was that the guy from Texas, leading tackler? Okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah, he's real good.
That's him. But I mean, that's all rumor right now. Nothing's official.
Yep.
And I don't know why he want. I really don't understand why he want to come here.
That was literally what popped in my head first. Is like, why
guaranteed
Tennessee?
Starting spot. That's probably one of the reasons.
Yes,
how would he not have guaranteed starting spot on this team?
At Texas, he did just lead him in tackles.
I mean,
if he wants out, football
maybe that's like
could
new
you change?
Staff,
yeah,
maybe that'd be the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
but then
yeah.
You think of it, I want to go to Tennessee.
I don't know either.
I understand not going wanting to go to Alabama because you're probably not going to – you might not play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, literally, Florida or somebody who actually won last year?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, I'll take it.
Maybe that's just Hypel out there wheeling and dealing, selling the program. Hypel and Danny White out there on the road.
Draven, can you look up where that dude's from?
Yes.
That'd be the only thing I can think of. If he's from Orlando. Hypel had any connection with him in high school.
Yeah, it's got to be some sort of connection, you would think, because it does seem a little random, and he wants to come here, especially with the way our
defense. Is from Middleton, New Jersey.
Okay.
So, nothing like that. Yeah, okay. Middleton, New Jersey.
We do have a pretty good track record with New Jersey players, that's for sure.
Do we?
Yeah, you know who the last one was?
Who?
One Jarrett Garantano.
Oh, yeah. I guess that is right.
Lodi, New
Jersey.
Hey,
well, this guy's probably not going to commit in Times Square, so we may be all right.
I'm so hot when that happens.
Yeah, everybody's so excited, and then look where we are now.
God, I almost forgot about that.
It was so cool. Like, the banner came up right there on the little ticker.
Yeah.
A little committed with a little T on. I was like, oh. And then broke his foot his senior year and couldn't run anymore. Just like, well, there goes that.
Yep.
Yeah, for sure. But it is good Tennessee's getting some help on the defensive line. Definitely could use that. And speaking of help, this segment was brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III and G3HelpMe.com. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit G3HelpMe.com or call them at 865-558-8030, serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's G3HelpMe.com. I'm sure Russell in the drive, you know, at 3, will take some calls on the G3 Help Me hotlines, you know, and talk about Tennessee football a little bit. But, man, we're getting close to the time, Hayden. Where's your head at right now? What are you feeling?
Regret. Shouldn't agree to this.
He's
too late. Too late now.
He's getting nervous.
I'm a man of my word. I'm actually going to pay for my punishment not like Draven over here.
And here we go. I was waiting on it. I was waiting for you to call me out about something. I was surprised it took you this long. I
mean, honesty is the best policy, Draven.
Oh,
that's what I say.
Of course. Right.
I mean, let's go to break and let's go ahead and get this.
We'll let you get a little mentally prepared here, and we'll come back and Hayden will drink the pee, and we'll just have a grand merry time. We're gonna lay down some towels in case he starts spitting it everywhere. But yeah, we'll be back after this break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. About that time. Hayden has acquired the pee. He has acquired the pee. The pee has been acquired. I'm honestly very impressed. He got the color down.
Damn, that is the clearest pee I've
ever
seen.
Closer to ginger
ale
than lemonade, you know?
My
like,
goodness,
man.
Congrats, honestly.
I am impressed.
Congrats.
Yeah,
that
he's very hydrated.
That is some clear pee right there, Hayden.
He's very hydrated. This may not be as bad as
Draven.
It could be.
That was my strategy the whole time, was to just mitigate the effects.
Talk us through your thought process here.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to get too graphic here, but I mean, everybody knows the less hydrated is, the worse your pee smells.
Right.
Yeah.
The smell is a big thing for me, Cam.
Okay.
So I've been preparing from late in the night last night. In the past 24 hours, I probably consumed, probably 18 to 20 bottles of water.
Through
the entire pack in my room, pretty much.
Okay, you are hydrated.
I'm committed to this. And it's really just sad that I'm having to do this, and Draven has not
here
done
we
yet.
Go.
I
here
agreed,
we
I agreed
go.
To do this, and I think this should just clear all my punishments, to be honest.
We are going to need – I'll have to talk it through, John. We'll have to come to a consensus there. But, Draven, we are going to have to get a punishment out of you.
Okay, let me see how this goes, and then I'll let you know what direction I'll go
in. If you want to drink the B2.
Drink in a second. Are you going to do it too?
No. Maybe. I'm just saying, you know, maybe next week, something like that. Follow your steps of to hydration. You said, what, 20 bottles of water in the past 24 hours? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I mean, close to it. I mean, I'm a camel, pretty much. I drink a lot of water.
I don't think I can drink that much water.
I mean, I went to the
I don't think I've drank that much water this year.
You go to the bathroom a lot, like, and not, like, yeah. I mean, when you're doing it, but it's other than that, it's just like, it's healthy for you, really. It really is healthy for you.
Yeah,
now, this is probably not healthy for you. But
it's your own. It's sterile.
Yeah, I mean, I have some mixed feelings about it, I will say.
You're not chickening out on me, are you?
No, Draven.
Okay,
no.
Just making sure.
We're going to set the clock at 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
10 minutes from now.
10 minutes from now?
Well, yeah. Well, here's my thought process here.
Okay.
We got to string some things together here, kind of build it up, get the audience up. I saw Cam just tweeted it out, so might have to retweet that there. But
people want to see.
Pretty much my strategy here is for the audience at home is I'm going to drink this. Then we have a Dave & Buster's shot glass.
Okay, his pride and joy.
my winnings there at Dave & Buster's on Valentine's Day.
Congratulations.
Nice. Yeah.
Ooh, we got some breaking news. This may buy you some time. A few minutes ago, actually, from Woj, LeBron. Mm. May return tonight.
Uh-oh. The king is back.
He's going to test his ankle and make a game-time decision so he could be back tonight versus the Kings. So King versus the Kings possibly tonight. And he's been out since March 20th. Jeez, the longest absence of his career. But if he doesn't come back tonight, he is likely to return as soon as Sunday versus Toronto. But he is going to try to give that ankle some work, pregame and try and give it a go. So look at LeBron trying to come back. The Lakers trying to stay afloat over there in the West.
I think I would rather him come back for the Monday game against the Nuggets. I just think I think you give him a little more time, and I feel like you can beat the Kings and the Raptors over the weekend. Like I think you win both those games without him still. And I know you want to get him back just for get him back in the rhythm a little bit,
but. There shouldn't be a need to rush him through this kind of stuff, but we'll see. I'm sure he'll be fine. He may be a little rusty first couple games, but he'll be all right. You know, he'll be fine, especially by the time they get the playoffs.
You think so? You don't think he's gonna any step back? I mean, we all say LeBron is the. You all right over there, Hayden?
Yeah, it's pretty warm. Either way, but I feel. They're probably bringing him back just because they don't want to bring him back. It's a great team. Like if the Kings are terrible.
Yeah.
You want kind of like a little warm-up game. Even if he only plays like 15 minutes tonight, which probably is going to be a minute restriction for him.
Yeah, I would say so.
But, I mean, he probably won't bring it back against somebody who's crappy.
But do you guys do think he'll be back up to the same LeBron level? Because, I mean, he is older. And this, like you said, this is the longest absence of his career.
Is this really the longest absence?
The dude never missed games, man.
I know, but I thought he missed more games in
2019.
I mean, I think he missed a ton, but I think it was like he would get injured for like a week and then come back and then get injured again. And it was just a lot of little things it seemed
He's been out a minute. What did you say? It was what, March?
March 20th.
March 20th? Wow. Yeah.
March 20th since LeBron's been out. But... he's trying to make the return. Hayden's getting nervous over there. Hayden's nervous.
You ready?
He's trying to mentally prepare himself.
We still have.
I'm trying to think of. I don't even have. I only have words of encouragement.
Stalling
to throw
over
his
here.
Direction.
No, I was trying to before the breaking news. I was trying to explain my tactic here.
Yeah.
Is I'm going to drink this.
Okay.
And I also brought my toothbrush and toothpaste.
Okay. See that? See that? Got you some Crest.
Smart.
Okay.
Thinking ahead.
As soon as I get done drinking this, I'm going to go in there. Also have another bottle of water. I'm going there, brush my teeth, and then, wash it out.
You don't want it to linger?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think.
What are the odds he throws up?
I really don't think it's going to be that bad.
No, I mean, maybe not. Like I said, that's looks just about like water with a little yellow tint.
Like water,
it's close. It's close. That's pretty clear piss
Hayden. It's really good.
Again, I congratulate you earlier. Man, that's pretty clear. I'm just unhealthy.
Maybe with like a fourth of a pack
Looks like watered down ginger ale.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. That's it.
That is kind of what it looks like.
That's it.
There you go. Just think about the bubbly. Just think happy thoughts.
By the way, it looks like Ja'Marr Chase is going to wear number 1. Numero uno. Okay. I'd say a lot of these college players, I mean, since, you know, players can't really do that in the NFL because of buying their jerseys and stuff, I'd say a lot of college players are going to stick with some of these single-digit numbers.
We got people asking, what kind of quality assurance do we have this is, in fact, P?
Ooh, that's true, Hayden.
I need you to come up with a...
And another thing
Draven
is...
feel it.
Draven's going to feel the bottle. He beat into a bottle.
It's warm.
It's warm. It's warm. Draven can confirm.
It is warm.
It is warm.
It is warm. Okay. Yeah.
It's literally steaming on the inside. I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah,
here?
It is.
We can't confirm it is me.
You think I have to drink 20 bottles of water just to, like, open the faucet in there? I mean, come on now.
We can't
confirm.
He is committed. Yeah, can confirm this is P.
Yes, the bottle is warm. I will stand by that.
God, this is stupid. Yeah, I swear. This was stupid, honestly.
It's
well,
probably not my first choice for things, but.
Well, anything else you want to do to stall this?
Yeah,
anything
longer? 5 more minutes. I'm popping the bottle top at 2:43.
Oh, my gosh. So we got to talk about stuff for 5 more minutes?
Four more minutes now.
Okay. Anything we missed today? Any news y'all seen to come across or anything like that? I haven't really seen anything else. It kind of just seems everybody's, you know, trying to anticipate stuff with the draft tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Going into the weekend, things like that. Yeah, it's a Friday. Forget it's Friday.
Friday.
Tomorrow's May, actually.
That's crazy.
That is pretty crazy. This month kind of flew by a little
Packers,
bit.
Packers still standing strong that they will not trade Aaron Rodgers. That's the continuous reports coming out. No
anything
way.
Anything happened in important in baseball yesterday? Any decent MLB news that went on?
The Cubs beat the Braves, I think.
Every time you ask Hayden if there's any news, it's always just the Braves.
I just live with a Braves fan.
The Cubs beat them 9-3 yesterday. After the Braves had beat them down the other day and looked like they may have been getting back on track, but back to what they're doing. had that. Cardinals beat Phillies. Athletics beat Rays. Orioles beat Yankees. White Sox beat Tigers. Brewers beat Dodgers. Rangers beat Red Sox. White Sox.
All right, come on, Hayden. Everybody's ready. Everybody's anticipating. Let's go. It's time. By the way, you're probably going to take about 5 minutes anyways for this whole process just to even take the swig. So let's go. It's time. We ready?
Oh, you about to do it?
Yep, it's time.
This is gross. This is
stupid. Oh, he's popping the top. He's popping the top. He's pouring the shot. He's pouring it.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
It actually looks even more clear in the shot glass.
More clear than shot glass.
just think.
Is that high enough? Is that up to?
Yeah,
up
yeah, you're good.
I mean, I guess. You're supposed to pour it to the brim, so they say, you know.
I don't want to spill it, Draven. Like,
yeah,
that's good enough.
We don't need peace.
Fine. Yeah, that's good enough.
If you're about to throw up, you have to run out of here. We can't have you throwing up in here. That is for sure.
Are we doing it right now?
Yeah, I mean, about time.
What do you mean? What else are we
going
to
do? You need, like, a drum roll.
Should I get another
bottle
of water and just wash it down, you think? I think it's probably the best idea.
I think
okay,
we need to
grab a water. If you wash,
I think
chase
you just need to take the damn shot is what I think.
Here's your proof that it's not water.
That's a decent comparison right there.
Okay. You ready for this? This is what it's all about. Paying for your punishments.
Let me know when you're ready, Hayden.
The people are waiting.
Is there any other way?
Look at this guy.
It's already in the glass.
Feet.
It's already in the glass.
I was about to say, what's
it
hit the glass?
Easy. It's going to go down easy.
It's over.
Draven, do you promise?
It's like drinking hot chocolate. It's warm. It's like drinking hot chocolate.
Draven, do you promise to do a punishment if I do this?
Yeah, if you don't spit it on me.
Well.
All right, let's go.
If you spit it up all over the place, you have to clean it up. That is the rule here.
Here we go.
All right, Aiden.
He's picking up the glass.
Moment of truth. Drink the P. pee.
He's taking drink it. He's sniffing pee. It.
It doesn't smell that bad.
Drink the
pee. It doesn't
pee.
Smell that bad.
You're not supposed to smell it. Just throw it back, dog.
Here we go.
Drink the pee.
Here we go.
Drink the here. Pee. Three, two, one.
Pee.
Yep.
Well, that was easy, wasn't it?
That was,
don't throw up
that
in
was
here.
So bad.
Don't throw up. Don't throw up, Hayden. Don't throw up.
Oh, gosh. Oh, he did it. Oh, well, God. He did it. He did it.
Not as salty as you expect. But that was probably because it was very dilute. But creepily and unsettlingly warm.
Okay.
And you can feel it all the way.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. To the stomach.
Ooh. Well, you did it. You did it, bud. I'm proud of you.
Don't throw up, baby.
Yeah, okay, we're going to have to go to break to make sure Hayden survives this experience. We'll do last call on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Last call here on the program. Hayden, how you feeling, bud?
I mean, not terrible. Not terrible now.
Okay.
But I will say, the aftertaste and like just like the feeling after it just makes you want to vomit pretty much. But after we're in there, you know, brush your teeth a little bit.
Yeah.
Wash out a little bit of water. It'll be good now.
I can't wait till he gets 21 so we can compare it to an actual shot and see which one he prefers.
You draw some similarities?
What?
You draw any similarities there?
It's hard to describe the flavor, but like it kind of tasted like Bud Light, pretty much.
Okay.
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 Sounds about right.
Checks out.
Sounds about right. A warm Bud Light.
Well, proud of you. Proud of you. You did one of your punishments. You rocked it out.
You know, it didn't look that bad. I think I could do it.
Think you could do it? You trying to lock in drinking?
I don't know if
I'm
going to have the dedication that
Hayden
had.
Drink some water because
Draven's going to come in with bright yellow.
No, it'd be far worse. Like, if it was orange.
Yeah. Oof. If it's orange, you should get that checked out. But.
Probably.
But, okay. Well, since the last call, I got a story. I got a McDonald's robber.
Okay.
I'm Michael Jordan. Stop it. Get some help.
All right. A McDonald's robber demanded chicken nuggets, has to accept breakfast food because it was still too early. A man who has been jailed for robbing a McDonald's in England and making off with not only some cash, but also food. Unfortunately for him, not only did he get caught, but he also wasn't even able to get the meal that he was hoping for at the time of the robbery. Rudy Batten pled guilty to robbing a McDonald's in February's Southwest News Service reports. According to the news outlet, Batten claimed to have a gun and demanded money from the register and forced the manager to give him access to the store's safe. On his way out, he reportedly demanded some of the fast food franchise's famous chicken nuggets. Unfortunately for him, it was still too early in the day and the restaurant was only serving items from its breakfast menu. Apparently he was unwilling to wait for some nuggets to be cooked, so Batten made off with a double sausage McMuffin instead. He reportedly stole more than $600 from the restaurant. That's not worth it, man. It's not worth going to jail for $600 from a McDonald's. Come on, bro. He was reportedly identified by the CCTV cameras and turned himself into authorities later that day. It was discovered that instead of an actual gun, Batten had been threatening the victims with an unloaded 0.177 air pistol. It wasn't even loaded. Okay. A judge recently sentenced him to 6 years in prison. He claimed that he had robbed the restaurant in order to get money to pay back a debt. His lawyer said that he was ashamed and embarrassed by his actions. 6 years for... Oof.
Wow.
He hated to see it. Didn't even get his chicken nuggets either.
Sad.
He went to jail without even a chicken nugget. And you know he still wanted some, too.
Yeah, I would say so.
Mm.
Tough.
So, and y'all got a story?
Yes, I actually do have one. I have a false rumor about a large duck.
Hayden said roll.
No! All right, God, Hayden. Please, no!
Your turn.
No!
You come up with a story then.
That's not how it works.
No, you got to keep doing that. You got to keep going until we hit
respect
one.
Respect the game, please.
Hold on a sec.
God almighty, dude.
It's a good story, though.
Please respect the game. Find a new story.
Zuckerberg reveals reason for doing this.
Rolling that one.
No,
okay.
Don't like
it was
that.
About the, it's about the sunscreen on his face, which was a pretty
respect the game.
Pretty entertaining story. Interesting story there, but you know, either way, you're gonna just down all this. Okay, then let's see. I've got.
Sounds like this story is gonna be great.
Let's see. Woman survive. Florida woman survives this.
Okay, you got me on Florida woman.
That was the story I had too, so I'm gonna accept that.
All right, what you got?
Florida woman survives being hit by a flying turtle.
Oh, it's a different story than I had.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Florida woman just out there. Okay.
Yeah.
Hit
apparently,
by a flying turtle.
A 7-year-old woman riding with her daughter.
Somebody out there playing Mario Kart?
I guess so. Throwing some shells out. On Florida's Interstate 95, suffered a gash on her forehead Wednesday when a turtle smashed through the windshield of her car, striking her. The Daytona Beach News Journal reports.
How did that happen?
The daughter pulled over and got help from another motorist, according to a 911 recording. There's a turtle in there. The man can be overheard saying, "A turtle," the daughter exclaimed, "an actual turtle." It says the gash was pretty bad, drew a lot of blood, but the woman was not seriously hurt. The turtle was likely crossing the interstate and got knocked into the air by another vehicle, is what they are reporting. Is what they're, I guess, are assuming.
That's what I'm going with.
It says, "I swear to God, this lady has the worst luck of anything," the daughter told the 911 operator as she tended to her injured mother. The turtle, on the other hand, had the best luck of anything, it says. It just had a few scratches on its shell and was released back into the nearby woods, the police officer from Port Orange, Andre Fleming, reported.
Shout out to that turtle.
Isn't it kind of surprising that a small little turtle would break
I mean, it's a
shell, man.
It's a pretty big turtle. Pretty big turtle.
If it was flying fast enough, that shell
would rock it out. Yeah, I guess it does depend on how hard it gets hit.
It shows that just in the windshield here, just like hanging literally in the windshield.
It looks like one of those baseball stickers you can get. You know,
except it's a turtle. But yeah.
That's wild.
Pretty crazy.
That is wild.
All right, I got one.
Okay.
Another Florida woman.
Okay, I like
that. I guess I'll stop. Didn't stop for me anything.
Florida woman has won the lottery, $500,000, but it caused her to burn her dinner.
Oh, no.
She got so excited that she won the lottery, $500,000 in Florida, that she while she was cooking dinner, and she decided to scratch off this little lottery ticket, and she got so excited it just burned everything up. She left the house and forgot the food.
So it just
the house didn't
burn
down.
I don't think it burned the house down.
I was that's what I was.
It was the kitchen fire, though.
All right, we're rolling on your stories next time.
Yeah, really. I thought it was a house fire.
Well, what was she eating? What was she eating? That could be important.
Let's see here. Didn't say this story's kind of like has like one paragraph of stuff. Now, when I read this first, I thought the house was gonna burn down, but I don't think it did. So now
she just burned her food.
She just burnt like everything she's cooking for dinner for $500,000, which is
I think I'd take that trade. I was about to say that,
which is worth it.
Not too big of a problem there.
Isn't that kind of weird though? A scratch off $500,000.
That is a big time winning. Must have been one of those $10 ones.
Oh yeah, must have been one of the big ones.
Yeah, that's a big time though. Right. What your boys get into this weekend?
Oh, I meant. Thanks for saying that. Okay, so
excited.
Supposed to have a shout out on the show today.
Okay.
It's my girlfriend's birthday.
Oh,
hey.
It's her 20th birthday. That's where I give her a shout out on the show. So glad we got that in before the show's over.
Yeah, happy birthday to her. Shout out to my grandma. It's her birthday, too.
Shout out to your Cam's grandma.
Happy birthday, yeah. Cam's grandma.
How old is your grandma?
I think is it 80?
Oh, no.
6 years apart. How about that?
Oh, nice. That's not bad. Not bad at all.
Wow.
Let me double check. I need 81st. Oh, 81st.
Wow. Heck yeah.
Wow.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, good show about you guys today. Appreciate you hanging in there. The Drive is up next. Stick with us here at Fan Run Radio.